This abandoned Christmas village is no longer on Santa's naughty list. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Realize that there are a lot of Santa villages out there.
Yeah, you've done extensive research.
I've been like,
you're Santa village crazy.
Yeah, I am. It's like, yeah. Because there's so many and they all eventually fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Like what is more depressing than like a dirty Santa village that no one goes to and like there's no snow and it's just like plastic and wood and metal? It's like a Goodwill, like toy, like a stuffed animal bin.
I think sometimes even after Christmas itself, when Christmas is over and you still see stuff up, it's like, ew, gross, I don't want to see this
take down
your Christmas decorations.
Old news, we're getting to New Year's, get back, we're getting to sequins, champagne,
New Year's,
resolutions, like, ugh, enough candy canes.
Well, there are a lot of Santa villages that are, they're no longer here. I didn't even know they existed. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What even constitutes a Santa village? Like, is it just like a really great private property that has like a lot of cool shit in the front yard?
Number one, you got to believe. That's for starters.
So I'm out.
You're out. You got to believe.
Okay.
I think, yeah, it's like, and a lot of these are really year round. Mm-hmm. They're like year round.
Can you imagine your dad being like, kids, get in the car. We're going to Christmas Village in July.
Yeah, it's 107 degrees. He's like, well, I bought the yearly pass, so kiss my ass, we're going.
Yeah, exactly.
The one I want to talk about, and this actually was brought up when I was talking about researching Santa villages or Christmas-based stuff. Michelle, she's like, oh, did you ever talk about Santa's Village?
Mm-hmm.
And she apparently has gone there. I was like, I've never heard of it because I don't know.
I feel like I've heard of all of them and none of them.
Yeah.
Really. I'm glad we're doing this. So we're doing these mini episodes.
Yeah. To
talk. Well, seasonal mini episodes. To
sure.
talk about Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear more about it.
Well, Santa's Village, it is in where Lake Arrowhead is.
Okay.
When I hear about like Lake Arrowhead, like Mammoth, like Havasu, dude, I'm just like, who has the money? Who's got the money?
Well, it's also like pretty broke down up there. I've been to those places.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cheap.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty shitty. There's a lot of fall. I remember one time.
Was there skiing? Some skiing?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like very like broke ass Tahoe.
Yeah.
Kind
okay.
of a thing. So I remember going there once and we were just like on the freeway going and there was this fog that descended down. I was like, I'm going to die up here.
Yeah.
In this shitty fucking alpine village.
Well, people live there.
No,
you gotta live there. You know what I mean? Let's.
I don't know.
Well, this
maybe
is not.
You should leave.
This is one's not for them. But Santa's Village is up there. I guess technically it's Sky Forest, California.
Hmm.
I was like, that's a really cool name.
Yeah.
For apparently
lackluster
abandoned Santa's Village.
Mm-hmm.
It operated from 1955 to 1998. Good run. They all seem to start around then and end around then.
Yeah, interesting.
And
after the internet gets popularized, people are like, nah.
I mean, we'll go over a couple of the reasons why. We can always speculate. Yeah, people just want to look at their phones or, people just want more excitement.
Yeah, or you find other shit to do.
Yeah.
Like, not even just the internet itself, but just like, oh, I don't have to go to this one place that I heard of from a coworker. There's like 40 places I can go to and I can just Google them. Back when Google was like a bunch of O's.
Yeah, and then obviously, it's not as easy to upkeep some of these things. It's not as cost effective. We find the charm in it being run down. And if there's like a murderer out there, he's definitely living in one of these abandoned little Santa huts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Little,
there's
like,
no doubt.
Like an elven workshop.
Just, like, oh, he's in there.
Hanging out there. It's like his laundry is like on a line.
Yeah.
It's like,
I would start there. Like, hey, we can't find it. Start at the Santa villages. That's where they are.
There's like a convenience store and they're like, in the middle of the night, I heard some footsteps and these snow cones were gone.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Santa Village.
Some Utz's chips.
Getting specific with the name brands, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, well, that's a pretty, I mean, they're good. It's a depressing chip, but a good chip. You know what I mean?
No, it's solid.
Yeah, it's a solid
working
class chip.
There's something to knowing what you are going to get.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And Utz's? You want garbage. and you'll get garbage. It was it opened a month before Disneyland. Uh-oh.
Okay. Wow, you know, here we go again.
Everyone got a head start, but no one could keep no up, one I could guess. Keep up. It was the first franchise amusement park, so they built three of them by developer Glenn Holland. Scotts Valley, California, and East Dundee, Illinois. Apparently it's those...
Like, let's pick the most just underwhelming places to build a place.
Have you ever heard of these places? No. Start there.
Okay.
But probably it's like the land is probably cheap or...
Exactly. You can bring jobs there. Sure. I feel like it's actually a smart thing, but again, I have no frame of reference for these places.
It was 220 acres and one of Southern California's biggest tourist attractions. Kiddie rides, bobsled, monorail, Ferris wheel, petting zoo... live reindeer.
Whoa. Sad as fuck.
Bakery, candy kitchen, toy shop. You know what I mean? So they had it.
Have you ever seen a captive reindeer? I have.
You have?
Yeah. Because, I mean, in Wisconsin, there's so many deer and reindeer. So, like, Christmas, like a big Christmas attraction in Wisconsin was just like pens of sad old reindeer.
Trying to make a buck off those sads.
So you can feed them.
And then you got some like grubby kids getting their picture taken with them.
Like the pellets for like 25 cents. And you're like, here, reindeer.
Do you think people like blow like pot smoke in their face?
That's so sad. I didn't realize it could get sadder.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, not on my watch. I guess we'll say that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm saving Christmas. My parents are like, get in the car.
Reduced attendance and revenue shortfalls caused Santa's Village to close in March 1998. The property sold 3 years later for $5.6 million. And now, well, it's a couple of things. It served as like a staging area for a local logging operations. Oh. I've never had to say the word logging.
LLO.
Yeah.
You gotta get those LLOs LLO. Out.
It's back, baby. As of 2016, Santa Village is back.
What? Act two?
Business. Yeah. It's like back in the habit. It's like Santa's Act Two, back in the habit. So they have the things you can get for the pass that you get. So I'm going to read you some of the things.
Please. Do we know why it's back or who invested in this thing? Do we have any idea? Investor?
They're just back. They're just
fucking
back in
reindeer
business.
Enthusiasts.
Because people have been going there as far as like how we would go there and like, you know, just to go among the kind of abandoned.
Yeah. Or it's like, I think about the Hollywood sign and when it was in disrepair in the 70s and like the O like rolled down. Yeah. And it's like, like Hugh Hefner and Alice Cooper were like, we love this city. Here's some money. It's like a Santa's Village.
Yeah. And in fact, there was like, I think it was 2003, maybe there was a fire, I think there. I don't know. But yeah, so there was just... It survived. Mm-hmm. And they were like, let's do this again. Because, I don't know, maybe like the generations that are now parents that might be like, oh, I remember this as a kid. I'm going to bring my kids there. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's worth kind of investing in. But here's some of the things that are in there. Tunes and Trees is one thing.
Like tunes, like cartoons or like tunes, like music tunes?
Music tunes.
Okay.
Hiking. The Meadowlands Trail. Zip line.
Oh, that's fun.
Adventure, yeah.
I like that.
Silverbell Skating Pond. Let's see.
It's a skating pod.
It's pond. Oh. Skating pond.
Sorry.
Yeah. Skating pods.
Like, that's a small pond.
That is seasonal, by the way. Arrow's Adventure. That's fun. North Pole Express.
Oh.
All
get
aboard.
A little train.
Yeah. Fly fishing. The equipment is an additional charge. So, but I know you got your own record.
It's some dad shit and some kid shit too. Don't worry about it. It's something for everybody.
Some of the seasonal activities are strider bikes.
What is a strider bike?
No idea.
Oh.
Mm. Hmm. Sledding, snowshoeing. There's obviously this parking, discount food and beverage, and select retail. Mm-hmm. So you can get different tiers. You get different. I think the price starts about $62.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems high for what you... I mean, what you've said seems fun.
Yeah.
But, like, $62, and it's like, I want to go snowshoe now. And you're like, great. There's an outlet mall here.
Because what is really appealing about these abandoned... a lot of these, like, abandoned Santa villages is the visuals. Mm-hmm. You know, is the pictures. Because they look... Because already, like... I feel like Christmas-based stuff is already a little bit... Can be a little bit, like... downtrodden looking, I think.
Yeah, oh, it looked like shit.
Yeah, so I mean, already, even when it's new, it kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, after, so if it still looks kind of You know what I mean? Like, I would go if it still, like, looked really... like.
What does it look like? What did it look like in its heyday?
Brighter.
Brighter.
Now, then later it became darker. I don't know what the current situation is, but there's, like, a ton of videos out there. People have gone there over the years. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem.
So it was a car heist outside of my window.
Somebody's just somebody logging.
LLOs,
let them log, baby. It's Christmas time. You chop down that tree. All these things I mentioned excludes alcohol. So
what? I'm out.
Yeah, I knew that. Why don't they put that first?
I mean, there was parking, and I was intrigued by that.
Yeah,
but then no alcohol. What are we doing here?
Here's a little interesting part. You have to sign a waiver. Oh,
ugh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sign it, but I'm gonna do with someone else's name.
Ooh! So when your head gets chopped off, you're just like as it's rolling down.
I'll be the first casualty of Santa's Village.
While it's rolling down Silver Bell Skating Pond, you'll be like, "I didn't sign anything."
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's back in business, Santa's Village. You know, head up to Skyforce.
Send us some press passes, maybe.
Not the way you've been talking about it.
Please?
No, the opposite.
I won't bring alcohol.
Yeah, but
inside.
I would love to go there. I have a fantasy. Mm-hmm. It's a sick fantasy.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Where somebody helps us afford the means for us to go to every single abandoned Santa's Village in the United States and just tour it.
And then after that, we like, what do you do to detox from like Santa's Village fatigue?
Go to Hawaii?
Yeah. What's the opposite of Santa's Village? I don't know. But I love that idea.
Yeah.
We're going to take a tiny train to all these places.
Yeah. So that's a
reindeer.
Listen, if you want to help us do that, get to another step closer, patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Yeah.
We have two bonus episodes every month. Right now, if you like, there's many bonus episodes for you waiting for you.
They're just waiting to be opened up. They're like beautiful gifts under the Christmas tree, and it's up to you to open them.
Yeah. You have to want it though.
You know, Christmas morning, what's your gift?
Yeah.
What's your call? Where are you gonna go?
I wonder if somebody puts on their list not listening to Ghost Town podcast is on their list.
Well,
actively not listening to it.
Not.
I'll put some pictures up on Instagram, Ghost Town Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send us an email, ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Tell us your thoughts, your Christmas thoughts. Any thought. Just send a thought.
Your year round.
We're not picky.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.